He killed one day and the cook knew it. And the next day that old head is thrown out there in the yard, the old log house, and it catches a chicken. Chicken come by and he snaps.
You sure? Somebody not pulling your leg, are they?
Right, no, my pants and tell me a snake wouldn't die till the sun went down. And he was running his tail, I reckon, until about the sun goes down.
Well, what do you call the inside of a hog after you butcher him? You can pull out his insides, you know, and clean them up.
The lard.
Not the lard, but the parts that you can pull out and fry them up, fry them and eat them. That's the inside down from the hog that you can take out and fry.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called?
That there's ribs and backbone, ain't it?
No, now not. It's not the body, but it's the inside. Just
chitlins.
The,
I don't
all right,
know.
Now I want him to say it too. You know, you know what you. All right, now what do you call the intestines? You know, the long thing.
The intros.
All right, they're the intros. Now if you take them out and you cut them up and clean them up and cook them,
chitlins.
All right. All right, fine. Now then, what's the difference between chitlins and liver and lights?
Chitlins is made out of the guts and liver and lights. Liver's pretty good eating. I never did like lights.
What are the lights?
I never did eat no chitlins. Always had enough hogs out the good. I never did taste none. They say there's a little eat some likes them.
Well, now, the liver and lights then must be the liver.
Well, the lights is your lungs. That's too light now.
I see. Yeah,
they don't taste right to me.
They were good.
Yes,
what do you call the center of the egg, the colored part of it?
The yellow.
Yeah. What do you call this part of a man's body?
Breast.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that has oars and it floats on water? You can get in the water and you can go over the water in it. It's a small flat bottom craft with oars.
A boat.
All right.
A bateau.
Where'd you get bateau from?
It's a canoe. Boat.
Some of them call them canoes. Mm-hmm. Some of them bateaus. Mm-hmm. Some of them, like he said.
All right. What do you call the covering? What's a covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call the thing that a woman wears around her neck when it's got lots of beads on it?
Necklace.
You call it a what of beads?
A string of beads.
A string of beads?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you call it a necklace?
Yeah.
And all right.
Hey, it's all the same thing. You got them little beads on it.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when two men get in a fight and one of them beats up the other one pretty badly? If two men are in a fight and one of them beats the other one up pretty badly, what do you say about the one? You say he took a whooping. Would you say that? What would you say about the man who won the fight? You'd say he did what to the other one?
He's a champion.
But what would you say he did to the other one?
Yes, outmanned him, didn't he?
Outmanned him. Yeah. But did you say he whooped him?
Yeah.
Is that what you...
Yeah.
All right, now I want to ask you something. What do you call it when a person gets down like this? What do you call it?
Huh?
What do you call it when a person gets down like
this? Into his mouth.
Oh no, that's not what he's doing. Just when he bends down like this. I may look like that.
Honking.
Honking? Don't tell me. You think I'm a city boy that doesn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I know. What do you call a stingy person? What do you call a stingy person?
One to take you in all the time and not putting out.
But what's one?
A miser.
A miser?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other names for him?
Stingy.
What about tightwad?
Yeah. Tightwad, that's right too. That's the old familiar word.
What about skinflint?
Who?
All right, that you may never heard. Have you ever heard of the term griper?
Yeah,
or a gripe?
Griping. Griper, yeah.
for good, what the other man makes.
All right. Now, what is the difference between a miser and a tightwad and a griper?
Well, they're all about the same person. Yes.
But you use
no good together. It takes all of them to make a rascal, don't it?
Well, what do you use the term miser, though. You say miser when a person doesn't spend it. All right. What do you call it when a person is dressed up in real funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste? They just don't go together well.
Have on nice, clean clothes.
Now, he's got on clothes that don't look right.
Filthy.
Well, they just don't look like they go together.
Yeah.
Like he wore
a Halloween.
All right. Let me